Good morning, and thank you for joining us on Monday's episode of the Round Table Talk Show. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and today we have a very special show. One of the reasons we have a very special show is because whenever I'm going through it, whenever I'm having times of trouble, or even during the happy times, I call on my friends. So today's guests are friends of mine who are coming to you to help you during this trying times. I would like to introduce you to Ashika Butler. Ashika Butler is a manifestation coach. So if you are someone who's interested in learning more about manifestation, you definitely want to speak to Ashika. Good morning, Ashika. How are you?
Great day. I'm doing well, adjusting to this beautiful day.
Thank you for joining us. My next guest is Rain Finelove. Rain is a high priestess of love and empowerment, and she has over 30 years of coaching businesses and individuals. Good morning, Rain. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good, even though these are very weird times.
Yes, they definitely are. They're weird, they're trying, they're interesting. People keep asking me how I've managed to handle it. And you know me, I'm used to being a recluse. So it's not that different unless I walk outside and I see all of the changes. Now, Ashika, being a manifestation coach, how long have you been a manifestation coach?
My whole life, I've just come into the awareness that I'm able to do it more intentionally. And I'm like, this is what I've been doing all my life. So it's something there to help people, tap into that part of them, what they want to create for themselves. So I'm helping people do that.
What specifically does a manifestation coach help someone to do?
It helps them to create a life of freeness, whatever that means for them, because that means different things to many different people, but it allows them to tap into that part of themselves that they want to create and to let them know, see how they've been creating all along and to shift any mindsets or beliefs or that may have been holding them back that they may not have been aware of because we get so comfortable in the way we've been living, even though we want to create something different. So it just helps to dissolve and show them how to move past and open up and remember how to do this because we all can do it. It's just tapping into the ability to remember that and put the action forward.
Okay, so we have a manifestation coach, and then we have a high priestess of love and empowerment. What exactly is a high priestess of love and empowerment?
Well, that may sound awfully strange, but I've been advising businesses and individuals for a long time. And the fact is I use love as my basis for everything because I believe that being grounded in love and kindness has more power than anything else. A lot of people think that love and kindness is like they equate kindness to weakness, but I found a person has to be extremely strong to stay loving and kind. And it seems to, I hate to use absolutes, but every time you have that as your basis, it makes everything in your life more successful, be it businesses or relationships or whatever you want to have your life be like. If you base it in those foundations, it makes a huge difference.
Wow, that was beautiful. Listening to you, it seems like something that is just so easy to do. Like you just have love, share love, and everything will be okay. What has been your experience during COVID-19? What was your business life like? What was your life like before this, and how has it affected you?
Well, I would go into my office typically 3 times a week, and I would meet with clients frequently. And now I have to sneak into my office because I don't have one of those essential letters, right, that allow you to go places. And that's where all of my information is at my office. And of course, meeting people face to face, a lot of my clients are older. Many of them have immune compromise physiologies, right? And so while I am well and I am healthy, even though I had been exposed to it about 6 weeks ago, I don't want to take the chance on exposing someone else. So I have to pretty much keep to myself and reach out through webinars and things like this with Zoom, where people can join if they choose to join. put posts out there that are positive and just keep talking to people in any way that I can to uplift them in this situation. But it's not easy because I'm used to face-to-face.
I think a lot of people are. How has it been for you, Ashika?
A whole lot has shifted because I was actually in the process of putting together some workshops and all that came to a screeching halt. However, now I'm formulating a way to put that out, of course, online and just to shift things a little bit. It's been interesting to see how I can just give, you know, who I am, the inspiration and helping people to, you know, lift them up in ways that can support them best way they can and just making sure that we're staying connected in that way. So I'm just like looking to, you know, show up in a different way, if that makes sense.
Now, there are many people who may feel, okay, typically I want to manifest different things. Maybe I've created my vision board. Maybe I have this idea of the things that I would like in my life. But many of those things have come to a crashing halt because maybe the idea that I wanted was to travel the world or to do this or do that. And because of this situation, I'm unable to do so. A lot of people, I feel, and from what I've learned from my guests, even though they may feel more creative, they may not feel that this is a time for them to make those changes in their lives. What type of advice would you give to people at this time?
Well, the interesting thing about that is when we're wanting something in times other than this, there's still levels at which you need to go to in order to create that space to create any way. So a lot of times people have this idea because things are going, you know, well, okay, and they want to create something or manifest something into their lives. What they're not realizing is that's what you want, but how do we get there? So it's really a great land, a foundation and a starting point to help people launch from anyway, in the midst of this, because we have to go here anyway. So when you think of manifestation, you think of that thing that you want, right? But we have to go in and discover where you are to see how you can create those things. So it's not a situation of, it's just a matter of, do you want it? And are you willing to tap into the skills and tools that are needed for it? Because you can still do that in this time. It's actually a powerful time because we're like, everyone seems to have some level of a clean slate, you know? And wherever you are, there's a platform and foundation to create something in this. So it's different, but it can be done. And it's very powerful to do it right now, which people may not be able to see. And I would love to help them see it in the midst of this, because it's really important.
Yes. One of the things that I noticed is that you've taken an extra step to do more posts. You've been sharing your journey. You've been vulnerable. You've been open during this time. For someone who needs, you know, because I'm not someone who is often looks for coaches. Let me just say that. I don't really know what that situation would be where I would be like, hey, you know what? My life's not going this way. I need a life coach. I need a manifestation coach. I need this coach or that coach. Now, I may need someone to speak to, which is why I love having my friends here. But what is your typical client like? What makes them decide, I need help with manifestation?
When they see something that they connect to and they come, it's interesting that you say that because they come from a different space of something in their life. And then we swoop into the creation of what they want because they identify that. Mm-hmm. So the clients come in like looking at something that they've connected with me for, or they've seen something and they want to engage, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's in the midst of that that they discover other things, because yes, I'm a manifestation coach and I do plenty of other things. We all do, you know, a little bit of a lot. But the typical client simply just comes through. It's a connection thing. And that's why I know if someone's connected with me, I get it, like from the, it's a connection thing. You know, if you're drawn to me for something, there's a breakthrough that can happen, you know? And so manifestation, it's the energy of having something, but it's really layered with how they can create and build from a space of breakthrough. And that's really the sweet spot, because people think they want something out here. And sometimes they do, but it's tailored and layered to something more deep. And it's helping them to share and get to that part, which is essentially the breakthrough to allow them to manifest and create.
That sounds like a video, the breakthrough to allow you to manifest and create. That's beautiful. Rain, back to you for a moment. We were talking about manifestation. What are some of the aspects of being a high priestess of love and empowerment and advice and suggestions that you can give to people to help them get through these times?
Well, you know, it sounds like I am constantly just like up here when you say, you know, the high priestess of love and empowerment, but I'm also extremely grounded because we live on this earth, on this plane of existence. And so that I have found that when you feel like you don't have anything to hang on to and nothing is normal, one of the best things that you can do is create ritual. So I personally have adjusted some of the things that I do in the morning and at night so that I have these rituals and mantras. I send out healing for, you know, everything that's out there and also for myself, right? And so I have these rituals and I keep them to a certain amount of time. And that probably sounds a little bit too controlled for some people in the spiritual realms. But I also am one of these people who believes in goals. I believe in goals and aspirations and dreams. I believe in laying out plans to get where I want to go. And it's helped me be very successful in life. So I mix the spiritual and ethereal with being grounded on this earthly plane and doing the things that are extremely practical. If you're based in some practicality, it helps keep you moving forward, even if it's just a few inches at a time. And in times like this, little steps are very important. Otherwise, you can just sit there and flounder and think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I don't have a paycheck. I don't know whether my job is going to be there. I don't know if my business is going to collapse. You know, how am I going to uplift people if I'm struggling and I'm alone? And so if you create these rituals, it helps keep you pulling forward so that you can continue those practices. And when it comes out, you are all the better for this experience.
Now, I hear you. I definitely hear you. But my question would be then, you know, you're saying these rituals. There are so many people who just are like, I don't know what to do. I don't have a clue. I don't know what direction, what rituals, what should I be doing? Then I made a post about if you're not using this opportunity to expand and, you know, make yourself better, then you're wasting this time. And people commented and they said, or not, or you can just be okay with not doing anything. You know, you don't need the pressure. I'm one of those pressure people. I'm like, I have to be doing something. I have to be doing something. What are some of the rituals that people can be doing? Just suggestions, because everybody has their own that they can do during these times.
Okay. So I wake up early in the morning. And I wake up early in the morning. I love coffee. So I drink a couple of bottles of water because that flushes out the system, right? So the first thing I do is I get up in the morning, I drink my water, I turn on my coffee, I light my candle. And then, you know how Ashika can probably help people with this, because people want things in life, you know, no matter what it is, whether it's love or whether it's material things or whether, I mean, or it's a combination of everything. So you lay out what you want and you look at that and you create whatever anybody wants to call it. If they're religious, they can call it a prayer. If they are just meditative, they can call it an intention or a mantra. Right? So you write that down and you, with gratitude, say, thank you for creating this in my life. And you just write out a simple mantra, right? And if there is something that is upsetting you that you want, that you're getting anxiety about, instead of going, oh my gosh, I have anxiety about this happening, you turn that over and you heal it within yourself. I'll give you an example. So let's say if somebody is having difficulty with a relationship or manifesting a relationship or having a relationship that is working well. Well, if you're a female, then you look to heal the divine masculine within yourself. If you're in a, you know, a heterosexual relationship, if you're a male, you look to heal the divine feminine within yourself. And you can look online, or you can go to a coach, or you can ask your advisor what those words might look like, right? And so you create a mantra for the inner healing for that thing that is causing you anxiety, and you make that part of your morning ritual to, and you speak it out loud. You know, I always say, I light this candle to open my sacred space, and I light a candle, and then I speak my mantras. And after I'm done, I close it, I blow out my candle, and then I enjoy my coffee.
I love it. Same question for you, Ashika. She's like, what was the original question? Right. I know we asked Rain, and Rain said, I'm sure Ashika could speak to this, but we were talking about rituals and some things that people can do during this time to help them during the day.
Well, first, it was a great idea to establish where you are, because this things are changing so fast. So you may have went to, you know, waking up in a space that allows for you to set the tone. So if you're not feeling so good, assess that. Instead of just getting into the day and being that way the entire day, it's a great time, because we have the time, right? To do a mm-hmm. self-check, establish where we are, how are we feeling this morning, how are we feeling as we began our day, and set those intentions in place early so that you can begin to do little things to help encourage you throughout. And also because it's such a slippery slope right now, checking yourself throughout the day. Don't just let it be the morning. You know, things may come away. You may see a disturbing text message or any kind of information that may trigger you. So you have to put things in place to assist along the journey instead of get in front of those feelings, instead of allowing those feelings to pull you into them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You do that throughout your day. Assess where you are when you begin to, when you rest at night, and know that the energy that you put in at the end of the night is a lot of the energy that you wake up with. So just beginning to pay attention to you and how you are creating everything, your emotions, your feelings, and all. So that's a ritual. Just do a self-check in the morning. In addition to what Rain suggested, self-check yourself throughout the day and adjust accordingly.
Now, I know both of you are parents. I'm a parent as well. Rain and I just happen to have older children. Now, Ashika, I believe if I'm not correct, that you've been doing homeschooling. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But I know many parents, it's been an adjustment because they're not used to doing homeschooling. They're used to going off to work. They're used to having their children at school, bonding with them at the end of the day, but not spending every day, all day with their children. This may be very difficult for some parents to deal with. Do you have any suggestions or advice for parents going through this time?
Well, it depends on where the parent is with this themselves, so they can help the child through it. Because what I'm finding is that there seems to be, and they're pulling the traditional school system into the home, and that may be causing a bit of friction and not getting them the results that they want. So because of everything that's going on, that's really layered, it may be hard to hear, but it's like, be gentle with this situation. And if the parents don't want to force something, know that the children will be okay. Trust and believe that what they've established so far will be okay. They are going through a lot. They are adjusting just as much as the parent, and they're watching your energy. They're watching how you are handling this. And tap into the children and ask them how they're doing. How are they perceiving from their little eyes, whether they're 18 or they're 8 years old? If they're able to communicate their feelings or whatever, tap into that and see how they're viewing this situation, and have them get involved in the level of schooling in which they want to participate in, because that's what they're going to do. If they want to do math, let them do math all day, just whatever is bringing them joy. And it brings you joy to see a child joy. You see, now we're all in a nice little big bubble of joy, and everybody's joyful, as opposed to this struggle of having to get it done and having to have. That's, in my opinion, that's a very challenging approach to a situation that can already be challenging.
Yes, and it's a situation that is fraught with fear. So I just wanted to bring up, I love your shirt. It's so beautiful. Love dissolves fear. And so as a parent, the more loving we are, the more we're able to dissolve the fear that the children have, because as adults, it's already, you know, frightening enough. We don't know when this is going to end, how long we're going to be in quarantine, but we know what words like quarantine mean. We know what words like virus mean. But children, they have no idea. They have no idea what's going on, and what's happened in their minds is all of a sudden their routine, their life has just been changed. And so when we try to force them to do things the old way, and that's the one term that continuously comes up during these conversations on the round table is the new norm, the new norm, the new norm. And many people don't see us going back to the way things were. So we have to make the new norm as easy as possible for our children and for the people around us. One of the things that you mentioned, Rain, that I noticed, and knowing me, you know, I noticed this and why I noticed this, but relationships, you mentioned the word relationships. And I'm gonna ask Rain this question, but I just have to say, Ashika and her husband are marriage goals. Like, they take all these little pictures and they are just so cute. They are so adorable. But relationships, about 2 weeks ago, during the midst of all this, I had one friend who was ready for a divorce. I had two friends who were like, we just gonna break up. But if you're trying to get along and have this relationship, what are some things that you would suggest during this time, right?
Appreciation, because that's what we forget. We forget what it was that we appreciated about the person. So I have a roommate. I live in a big house, and it would be ridiculous. I don't want to sell my house because I love it, but it would be ridiculous.
You could always come to LA.
Well, yeah, but I go back and forth anyway, normally, but this is the new norm, right? Yes. So right now I'm in my house in Utah, but so I've got my roommate downstairs and I have, you know, I have all these projects, and some of the projects right now I've discovered, because I'm working on an elbow thing because I overworked my arm, and it's a little bit difficult for me to do one of these really hard projects. And so the other day I just took all my roommate's clothes, and I washed all the clothes and I ironed all the shirts, and I just put them, you know, down in their space without them really asking me to do it. And they're like, wow, why did you do that? And I said, because I appreciate the fact that you do the dishes that I leave in the sink frequently. Right. And so normally we would say, we would do things like, why are you having your laundry? And, you know, why did you drop that there? Or why are you leaving the dishes in the sink? And keep nitpicking and looking at all that, instead of taking a deep breath and saying, okay, what can I do that will help this person, and actually ask them to help you? Mm-hmm. And we oftentimes expect people to know what we want. Mm-hmm. And if they don't do what we expect them to do, then we get frustrated, and it creates all of these feelings, all of these expectations, and we forget what caused us to love them in the first place, because we equate all of these little nitpicky things to, they do not love me anymore, so hell with them, right? And we get so frustrated that, and when you're in the closed space, it makes it so annoying. Instead of stepping back, And we'll go back to what Ashika was saying, is you step back and you assess, what is this all about? Do I really need to be angry or upset or frustrated because this person is not doing something the way that I want or expect it to be done at this moment? Is that worth it? And I've had two long-term relationships. 20 years was my last relationship, and it worked wonderfully for all the time that it was working. And then when it was done, you know, it was over, it's done. We're still friends, but we forget how important it is to have that interconnection. And so when you lose that, you have appreciation in a different way for that which you no longer have. So before you no longer have it, find that appreciation today. Does that mean that you'll stay together forever? No, but find that appreciation today, and it will change things within yourself and help you through these difficult times of being forced to be together all the time, right?
Yes. That's interesting because you gave the example of the laundry, and not to judge anyone, but I'm one of those people who's sensitive about my laundry or sensitive about people doing things without being asked. So right. I don't know how, as the roommate, I would feel about that. I'd be like, that was nice, but next time I'll do my laundry. You know, right. Some of these instances that happen, especially when we are in close quarters and we get a little stir crazy. I've always called it arguing over the toothpaste cap. You know, it's like the toothpaste cap is not that important, but if you're it's the wrong time on the wrong day, it's like anything just kind of sets you off. So maybe that's one of those things. Ashika, you have this, I almost wanted to say perfect, but you know, we know nothing is perfect, but have you found yourself making adjustments just because there's everyone all in the house at the same time, as far as your marriage or relationship?
No, I haven't.
That's fine. It's just wonderful here.
I do want to add to what Rain was saying and to your question, which is important to not make decisions in the midst of chaos. Do not make permanent decisions in the midst of the chaos, because yes, something has stirred up with inside of you. And to offer compassion to something has stirred up inside of your partner, right? So mm-hmm. Let's put that on the table. Let's discuss that, because this ain't just showed up in March or whenever this thing showed up. This has been there, and now it's being brought up, just like everything has been able to be seen, right? This right. is just something that's on the table that we can now look at together. And if you've gone through it with a fine tooth comb and you look up and say, no, I'm good, then make a decision from that. But do not make it from a decision in the midst of the chaos. If you can make the decision in the midst of your peace, by all means, do what you got to do. But make sure you're coming from a space of peace and you've taken it inward, your stuff inward, not their stuff. And put your stuff on it. That's important.
I love that. I really love that. That just, you gotta, because that, you know what? I think the way you phrased it was beautiful, but that's what I advise my friend, especially the one who was getting a divorce. I just told her, now is not the right time. Like, now is not a good time. Like, everything is going on in the world. We might, you know, have to go live in the woods, you know, whatever it is. And you might need him to cut some firewood or something. I don't know. But let's get through this. And then you can think about all those things. I just don't think now is the time to contemplate the divorce. Like, let's stay together. Almost wanted to sing, let's stay together.
Yes, I agree.
That's back to that love dissolves fear. And there are a lot of people right now who are afraid. I think that's the number one thing. There's a lot of fear that's going on. But I do want to get back to, because I like what we were talking about as far as the manifestation. And I don't want to take away from that aspect in order to focus on the negative, to focus on the virus, to focus on the disease. Now, with manifestation, are there specific steps or tips or strategies that someone can implement? Or what is a session with you like, Ashika?
Well, initially I'll take the client through a process where we can take a snapshot of their current situation. And then after we identify the current situation and where they are, then we can best know what do they want, a little bit of where they've been to help them bring them through to achieve those things that they may want. So it's a matter of taking a snapshot of your current situation. A lot of people feel like, oh, we got to go back here or we got to be in the future. No, where are you right now today? Because where you are right now today was not where you were yesterday. So let's establish that. You know, the day before all of this hit, you were in a certain frame of mind. Today, things are different. So where are you today? And establishing that for them, seeing where to go to, because that's where their power is. Their power is in their current state of being. And if you're vibing high, boom, I can show you ways to navigate that in a certain way. And it's about you doing forth the action and the tools. But if there's some blocks or whatever, we got to deal with that first. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people think, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. Then we have a conversation like, well, all these blocks are in a way. It's gonna be kind of hard. You can get there, but it's gonna take a lot longer and you're gonna have to do a lot of different things and just showing people where they are and letting them see themselves so they can empower themselves to do the things that they wanna do.
Well, let's talk about my current situation. Currently, I'm a talk show host, right? But I want to be, my goal, my desire, what I would love to manifest is to be a household name. So part of my mantras are, I am a household name. I am a household name. That's what I try to keep in my mind so that I bring that from the future into my present. So with that current situation or that current state, what are some of the blockages, or what are some of the things that you see that would be able to assist me to manifest my desire?
I would first ask you, as you're saying, you want to be this, you want to be this, are you aware of what that looks like and feel for yourself? Establish that. Are you seeing yourself in that role? Visualizing it. So really showing you how to connect your senses to the things that you want, like all of your senses to that. So as you're saying it, I would help you to create a vision of it. So no matter when you say it, you're connecting the vibration of what you want. So whenever you establish, I am, what did you say? I am a household
name. Yeah.
It's almost like it's your ongoing mantra, but you've also attached other tools to it. So when you say that one thing, a whole lot of other things are happening. So I would help support you around that. I would help support you around ways to get around that when you wake up and you just don't feel like being a household name, because that will happen. I mean, let's just be honest, right? We got to deal with the whole part of you, not just a piece of you, all of you, right? So when that other part shows up, we want to implement other defaults that are in place already, so that when you're not feeling your best, you get yourself your vibrations back up, you know, love and above, and then that's what we're going to create from there. And if you're having a day that you can't create from there, find out what's going on and make those adjustments in that space, and then get back to it. But also knowing, I am a household name, got your back, because you already set up ways to implement it to work for you. And you don't feel like working for yourself.
That's beautiful. I like that. I'm going to implement all of that. I think that is great. But let me just ask you this. I'm one of those people who I like fast, easy. It doesn't necessarily have to be cheap, but it has to be, I like instant results. I'm a microwave baby. Like, if it's not done in 30 seconds or less, I don't know if I want to do it. Like, is your program this 2-year program, or what are these sessions like in order for me to be able to manifest being a household name?
Well, it depends on the individual, because some people just need some people don't know. So we're teaching. Some people have an idea and I'm coaching. Some people forgot and we're remembering. So the matters of what you respect. So it kind of it's tailored to the person individually. And for someone who's instant, we got something for you too, because it can be instant. I will take you on a special journey and some quantum action to help to connect you to that space, because in that mindset, we would just, you know, really, because people can say it, but we got to really realize, are you there? So like I said, we're assessing you on the basis of your current situation. And if you're, and we go through your little worksheet and we discover you're ready for quantum, we can do that and you will do it instantly. But sometimes we want instant, but you got all these blocks. And I'm gonna tell you, we can get there instantly, but we gotta work through these things first. So it's the timing is based on the person. And it's not like this 2-year thing. Heck no, I manifested moving to California from Chicago in a matter of 6 months. And that was just phenomenal. But just showing people the journey of that, that's really, there's a lot of power in our story. And that particular story, the power in all of our stories, but that particular transition is what I use right now to help people see outside of themselves so they can connect and then do their own thing. So, yeah.
I love it. And where can people find
you? On the, you can check me out on Facebook on the Ashika, the Manifestation Coach, is my business page. Mm-hmm. And I have a calendar up there. You can message me. I just, I'm putting together Love Dissolves Sphere on Instagram. So that'll be available soon. So I have a lot of things that are coming up and putting out, but it's just adjusting in the midst of this. Mm-hmm. That is, it's unfolding. But yeah, the Manifestation Coach on Facebook is my business page.
I want to stay away from the negative, but I'm just intrigued. You're always up. You're always smiling. You're always happy. You're always positive. What was the most difficult aspect of this transition during COVID-19 for you?
Becoming aware of how much fear is really taking place around the world. And how people are adjusting, you know, to this. And even for myself, I'm just making a choice to maintain my level of, because this is who I am. If you get what you get, this is it. So it's not like I'm really trying to figure out how to be this happy person. It is who I am. But I would say the biggest thing is just seeing the outward expression in the world and then how people are just adjusting. And you just want to, you know, hey, but it's their journey. They arrive when they arrive. They can't get there any sooner than they can. And no one is in a place of wrongness. They're only where they can be, and that's okay. But if it's the one thing I would say, it will just be the shock of really settling and just taking an observation of like what's really going on around us. And at the same exact time, being able to see what we can do to come together in the midst of it. So it's a very thin line between that, but I'm aware of it. And I'm just grateful for that level of awareness for myself in my part in this experience.
I think that's beautiful. I think that's wonderful. I think we have to be aware of the world and what's going on around us. One of the groups of society that's strongly been affected is our businesses. And I know, Rain, you are a business consultant. You've been advising businesses for 30 years. What is some advice and suggestions that you can offer to businesses to maintain in this trying times? Also, one of the things that we've been discussing is the SBA loans. There are people who have said stay far away from them because these aren't grants, these aren't gifts. These are loans that at some point in time you will have to pay back. But then you have the other side, the other argument that says, you know what, these are loans. We don't ever get free money. It's a 0.5% on the interest rate. Use this money to be able to improve your business. Do you have any thoughts on that, Ray?
On which? Do you want me to talk about the loans or talk about what's going on with businesses in general?
Both.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, this is a little bit different than most situations for the simple fact that business planning, because normally when someone comes to me with business planning with my operations background, mm-hmm. I assess the business, right? And when you're assessing the business, you're looking at what it is they're creating, manufacturing, their service, et cetera, correct? And you look at their marketing, you look at their competition, you look at all the different factors, right? And here, everything is stopped. And so you have a situation where people cannot pay their employees mm-hmm. and they cannot pay themselves if they have a small business, right? Mm-hmm. So they get a small loan or they get an SBA loan. What are they using that loan for? Because normally if you're getting an SBA loan, you have a business plan, right? And you know that you're taking this money and you're doing this, 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 and this. And right now we have an SBA loan and we're just trying to plug a hole and we don't know how big that hole is. We don't know whether that hole is May or June, August, December. We don't know what that is. And so having a business and not understanding what kind of hole you have to plug, what business owners now need to do is look at the viability of the business in the situation we are in right now. As we are speaking, we do not know if this is going to be the new normal. So if this is the new normal, we have to recreate the business plan, correct? Because business is not going to function the same way that it used to. So my business itself, I have to create a way that it's going to function in the new normal. So therefore, hi, Ashika. So suddenly you popped up on my screen.
That was her drinking that coffee. That we heard that sound. So we did a quick shift. But we're back to you in the studio,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It surprised me. I saw this big old smile, which was great. And so it's not an easy answer mm-hmm. to just say, oh, okay, accept a business loan and it'll get you through this. A person needs to assess it. It's a little bit different than when I work with individuals or like when Ashika was talking about, you know, looking at what's happening each day. Because yeah, when you work on an individual basis with an individual, it's much easier than working with a business that's got all of these aspects that you have to look at. So they have to step back and reassess it. And for some people, it's going to be, will this business be viable in this format any longer? And some people are going to have to come to the conclusion, No, it's not going to be. So it depends on the business. So you've got restaurants and you've got casinos and you've got all these things that took in money on a daily basis, right?
Right.
So when we get back into relatively normal, we will have restaurants and things like that, but will those business owners be able to continue doing their business? So they have to look at all the different ways that they can do it. In other words, okay, are your employees that used to be your wait staff, can they deliver the meals, right? Mm-hmm. So can we rearrange it? Can we restructure? And that's how I'm working with my businesses now, is to look at how to restructure if this new norm lasts for a considerable amount of time. But just accepting money to accept it and not know what the heck you're going to do with it is a disaster waiting to happen. It's a bankruptcy waiting to happen. So you do have to come down to earth and you have to plan what your next steps are and then keep that good attitude with being able to manifest that which you want. That can be a difficult thing in these times. So there's no easy answer. And that's why it's important to have someone assist you. Can everybody afford to have somebody assist them right now? Sometimes that's a little bit tough. They have to ask themselves, is this worth it for me to make this happen in my life? Or can I make it happen myself? And a lot of people are going to have a difficult time, and I'm finding they're having a difficult time making it happen for themselves because it's just too overwhelming. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. I love the answer. Follow it up. I'm going to follow it up with this. You see me?
Yeah. I lost you for a second.
Me too.
I don't know. I had the black screen of death all of a sudden just went black on me. But I am here. I am back. We are live on the Roundtable Talk Show. And I'm going to follow it up with this. It's not easy. And you have to take everything case by case. But when you're working with the businesses, have you seen any type of commonalities? Meaning that, okay, you should assess these aspects first in the new norm. Meaning, okay, how many employees do you have, or what is your location, or are you primarily focused on brick and mortar as opposed to online? Have you seen any patterns that come across with the businesses that you speak with?
Well, absolutely. In that the brick and mortar and the businesses that were used to having everybody come to them physically, mm-hmm. except for your Home Depots and your stores, those kinds of essential things. But the smaller companies are having to get past technological issues. So, mm-hmm. so many of the people had started companies. They now have to create a virtual store. They have to create a virtual way. They have to get to the people. Mm-hmm. So, in many ways, for people that were resistant to technology, this is pushing them to get people on board that help them with understanding and creating technology to help their business get out there, because people are not... I've watched stores close almost immediately because they did not have an online presence. They didn't have anything that could help people immediately. So the people, the companies and the businesses that were able to take what they were doing immediately into technology, like a yoga studio that I work with. Okay. They immediately took it online, right? Mm-hmm. So they went to their customers, they sent it out in their emails, they made phone calls, they said, don't worry, we know that. They did it immediately. But there were other ones that had no technology know-how, and they have no way to get that information out, and they're frustrated and they're trying to learn. And so by bringing somebody in that understands the technology and not fighting it anymore and just doing, okay, I can do this and I can do it right now, and jumping into that will help a lot of these businesses survive. Do not run away from technology. No matter how much of a tech-tard you think you are, jump right in. That's what I did immediately, because I am a face-to-face person. And so I immediately started putting out my webinars, putting out the newsletter for the business side that I do, not necessarily my social media and my Facebook, but I'm not allowed to talk about my other business stuff that I do because it's regulated, highly regulated by the government, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but with that, I went through all the compliance hoops and did everything that I needed to do immediately to get my webinars out there for people to see so they could deal with what's going on financially out there in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of a tech-tard. Mm-hmm. But I knew immediately that's what I had to do. And for the smaller businesses, that's what you have to do. You need to have that technology on board so you can jump ahead of problems like this when they arise.
For people who need that assistance, are you able to assist them, or is there someone or some organization that you recommend?
There are several people that are local. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would say. I would say, go to people like yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because you have a network of people that you know that do technology. Keep mm-hmm. it local. It helps your local business to help other businesses that are local, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what I would suggest, because there are really great young technology people out there that do social media that can mm-hmm. jump right in and help you. And they need help as well with their incomes. And so mm-hmm. support each other, because there's some really great, smart young people out there. And I don't say that all technology people are young, but there's a lot of struggling students, a lot of people that are in colleges right now, and a lot of their incomes have gone away, but they know how to, you know, get those webinars on board. They understand how to do the social media. They've grown up in that environment, and they need the cash to be able to afford their food and their, you know, and their rent. So let's love each other and take care of each other in our communities, and it will expand out.
I think that was so beautiful. I was talking about business, and I feel a lot of love. Love is just what's pouring out, and love dissolves fear, or at least that's what Ashika told me. So Ashika, we are going to come back to you. That was beautiful, Ray. Thank you for that. And I definitely hope that people who are watching live take your advice, as well as people who are watching in the archives. But Ashika, from an individual perspective, what I've seen is an incubation period. I've seen a period where people have all of these ideas before, you know, our society, especially in America, is always so go, go, go. We're always chasing that almighty dollar. And this is a time for people to be able to just sit down, to kind of rest and relax and breathe. But I've seen a lot of different creative ideas. What are some ideas that you can offer to people who are watching on things that they can do during this incubation period?
Again, assess where you are in that level of creation, because some people have been wanting to sit and rest for so long. They really are. And I don't know if they're willing to admit it, but that would be really nice. They can admit, I just want to sit down.
Yes.
You know, so if you need to sit, sit. If you have some ideas, just tap into those creative juices and get them flowing, and just really learn to trust your inner guidance and mm-hmm. know that once you set that intention and flow, that everything that you need will come to it, whether it's an article, whether it's a person. It may not be the actual financial piece, but keep taking those action steps and the mm-hmm. finances will flow into it. And sometimes we have to also incorporate divine compensation and ways in which you're being helped that doesn't necessarily reflect the actual physical cash flow at that time. You set that intention to flow it in, but at the same exact time, you want to take those action steps so that you can experience the divine compensation as well. So just be open to allowing what you are creating for yourself to be in that space and put those energies of what's taking place now into effect, because it's a lot of powerful energies that's taking place in the midst of the creation. And if I could go back a little bit to, like, remember how the 2020 vision will be for all these amazing creations people have, that energy is still there. It just looks a little different. So I would just encourage people to tap back into those pieces if they're able to. But if you need to sit, be in your sitting. If you need to rest, be in your resting. Be with you where you need to be at this time, because that's the best you can do.
I've been told and I've seen that a lot more people are dreaming during this time frame. Have you seen that, Ashika Rain? Either of you, have you heard
they're
that?
What?
That they're dreaming, more dreaming, vivid dreams.
Oh, I can attest to that. I was just having that conversation with myself this morning regarding the dreams. And what's interesting for me, I have a dream journal. And this is really the flip of the same coin, because I will write my dreams down. However, now they're so vivid. But it's like when I wake up, I can feel the energy of the dream, but it's challenging to go back and get it. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually working on that and discovering that for myself right now. Like, literally, I had that talk this morning, like in my shower, literally, like, to tap into that, because it's a shift. Something has changed. So I want to tap into what that is.
When you say it was difficult for you to go back and get it, I just want to make sure I understand what you mean. So are you saying typically it was easier for you to remember the dream, that you would be able to go from the dream to, you know, writing it down or having that experience? But now, even though it's more vivid, once you awake, it's basically gone. Is that what you meant by going back and get it?
That's exactly what I meant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll have like little fragments of it that'll come. So I'm actually doing some intentional work around that. Maybe I'll hit you on a personal call and update you on this piece, but it's literally like you're addressing something that's happening for me that I've given attention to real time. So it's like I can only go so far with it, but just know I am giving some attention to that, because that's important. I know there's something there and I want to tap into that.
Well, definitely come back. Keep us posted, because I want to hear what your insight is and what you've learned. Rain, have you felt, heard, seen anything different as far as dreams?
Well, as far as me, what's interesting is my dreams from much longer are now manifesting. Mm-hmm. So I am finding that quite fascinating. I'm going, oh, okay. Well, it makes me wonder what is coming, because I've had dreams since I was very young and they have power. And so I feel something very powerful coming personally, but I've noticed with a lot of people who had decided that their life was going to be a particular way have suddenly felt like their ship has come, you know, is just like floating around, and they've changed their minds as to what they want to do. Mm-hmm. And so they're just like floundering. That is the thing that's difficult, is that when we're talking about dreams, paying attention to those dreams will help you, because people are having more vivid dreams, will help you find a way to stop floundering, because you get messages many different ways, and dreams are definitely one of them.
Very interesting. We have to do some follow-up to see how all of this pans out and see who dreamed of what when and what it looks like later. Now, we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. And what I like to do at the end of every show is just allow my guests the opportunity to speak to everyone who's watching live on our Facebook page at the Roundtable Talk Show, as well as people who are watching the archives, and just give them a few brief final words. So I want to start with you, Ashika.
Thank you so much for having me. Let me say that to you. I really appreciate being here and enjoyed our time with Rain as well. So the words I would simply like to offer is, be gentle with yourself, assess yourself daily, and come from the space of loving the people around you as much as you can. And this won't last forever, And establishing our new norm doesn't have to be the midst of what's taking place. Establish your own new normal for yourself and for the ones around you that contributes to the love and compassion that we are all wanting to have and experience.
Beautiful, beautiful. Rain?
This has been extremely positive for me. I feel the positive energy and it's lovely. And this has pretty much been my message all my life. No matter what the difficulty that you face in life is, if you can find that love and the forgiveness and allow the flow of that love. I know I keep saying love, but all the things that have happened within my life, I just have never been cynical. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that power of love helps us be successful no matter what life throws at us. Keeping that heart open to love is the most important thing ever.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I have some great friends. I'm going to introduce you to even more of my friends, but I wanted to start this week off, start this Monday off, start the roundtable talk show with a couple of my friends who are here today to bring positive vibes. So please support the show. Please support the guests. I'm going to add their websites, add their Facebook page into the post. So please go and support them. Follow them on social media. Have a session with them. Talk to them. Go ahead and manifest your desires and just be a positive face, a positive voice in the world. We will be back tomorrow at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. And if you are interested in being a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit the website at asksharifah.com. Until then, everyone have a blessed day and thank you for tuning in. Bye now.